The day will come when going into Blackrock Castle Observatory on a Tuesday morning to meet Roger Overall to discuss Chris Brogan will become unpleasant. It's bound to piss rain sometime and be awful. But at the moment, it's a most incredible day. And the cafe is... Good morning. Could I have an Americano, please? Thanks very much. And there's absolutely nobody here except Roger Overall, who's taken my place at the other side of the table. My God. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
You're live on Audioboo.
I better not swear then.
You're having trouble, technical troubles.
No.
You look like you're surrounded by wires and...
I am. I know. I'm just about to do a pixengo about how great the sound quality is with wired microphones, but they do come with several miles of cable, which...
I thought you told me that there was a way in which we could get rid of all these cables and mic ourselves up, and we wouldn't even notice.
Well, we can. Mm. If you have a €700 per microphone set.
Oh, hang on, I have it in my left hand pocket here. Hang on a second. Yes. Is that all I need? Can we not get a better one than 700?
No, we can't. But we need two.
We need two. 1400, right?
1400.
Yeah, look, let's. Can we not find one for about 5,000? That's easier to remember.
5,000.
Yeah,
I'm 5, sure you could probably find one for 5,000.
Diamond encrusted audio,
blinged up.
What are these things that are going to cost us this money anyway? What are they?
The Sennheisers.
All right. Well, the sponsors will be listening to this, and they'll be, you know, yes. Kickstarter will be kicking in.
Yes,
and,
we need two
and
sets of
what's our other mic?
we've gone for the wired option at €25 a pop, but we wouldn't mind going.
So it costs €25. It costs €1,375 to get rid of the wires.
Yes. Pretty much. Now the manufacturing quality will no doubt be better as well, but pretty much in essence, yes.
I think somebody's ripping somebody off.
Well, you could probably get a lower, say for €100, you could probably get a lower equivalent one. But I wouldn't touch them at the moment, because what's happening in Ireland is they're freeing up some of the radio spectrum for a new, I think it was an 082 mobile phone number. And what they've done is they're sort of encroaching on the frequency used by the current Sennheisers, or Generation 2 Sennheisers, which means that they will be illegal as of the 1st of January, because you'll be broadcasting on a frequency now set aside for a mobile phone company.
You mean the mobile phone companies have gone and paid the politicians to give them the right to occupy the space that a different company was occupying before?
Well, we're not necessarily a different company, but a different service. So,
right. So one service provider gets boosted out by the other.
They've done the same in the UK, but in the UK, at least they will pay you £1,000 sterling to cover your expenses for buying the latest version of the Sennheisers, which take up a little bit of a different space on the spectrum.
My God, this is a very complicated business altogether. I didn't realise I was going to start the day talking with you about the intricacies of UK law and the difference between Ireland and Britain.
I only know this because I was talking to a videographer who showed me €2,000 worth of recording equipment, which is the 1st of January is going to be illegal if he switches it on.
What a poor bastard. If you're listening to this, you poor audio person, actually, I shouldn't... The only way to deal with it is to trivialise it. That's disgraceful.
It is. I'm nodding.
This greenbeanroasters.com copy is excellent. Okay, look, I think that's... I did say before I was on my way here that I loved going to work, and that the work I loved doing most today was driving through the tunnel to get here to meet you to talk about Chris Brogan, by the way.
Excellent. That's very flattering.
It's not flattering. It's just factual statements,
it's
right?
It's the truth.
I mean, you may feel flattered. Actually, you may, yeah. Look, here we are, surrounded by paintings, by the way. Let's give a shout-out for the painter.
Porrig
O'Regan, whoever you are. You are... Roger Overall is sitting underneath you, and I'm sitting alongside you. This is a West Cork coastline I see here. What's that one about?
Pissarro.
Pissarro, right. Not a Pixengo.
Or a Pizarro, even.
Pizarro. Okay, I think we'll feel it.
Actually, before you go, I have to tell you this. I was doing a wedding the other day, and they're hanging in the kitchen, and I didn't get
it. You marry them? You actually married a couple the other day?
No, I was photographing a wedding.
Oh, right.
I do not. My mother has the legal title to marry you in the Netherlands if you want to. Anyway, and so I was photographing at the bride's house, and there in the kitchen was, and I didn't get a chance to ask whether it was genuine because I felt I shouldn't, a Picasso in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Just Guernica hanging up there behind the... or is there a blue period?
Well, I'm not sure I'd want Guernica in any part of my house. It's far too depressing, but no, it was a lovely painting. I have no idea what period it's from.
Do you suspect it was real?
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to ask. Certainly, there was genuine paint. It wasn't a print, as far as I could tell.
Wow.
But I felt it was too common to sort of ask, is that genuine?
I don't think you better reveal which part of the country you were in, because no. People go to people's houses and steal Picassos.
Well, good luck finding this place, that's for sure.
There we are.